Donald Trump is under fire, this time from some of his fellow Republicans, for comments that he's made over the last few days about Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Republican presidential candidate says he admires the strength of Putin's leadership, and he's compared it favourably to the leadership exercised by President Obama. Now, Hillary Clinton has called the remarks unpatriotic, but as our Washington correspondent Simon Marks explains, Mr. Trump's admiration of the Russian leader is making some top Republicans rather uncomfortable.
It must be absolutely miserable being Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House of Representatives. There you are, the most senior elected Republican in Washington, second in line for the presidency after Vice President Joe Biden. You're literally two heartbeats away from the Oval Office. And yet, every time you open your mouth and hold a press conference, you are peppered with questions about your fellow Republican, Donald Trump.
I'm not going to sit up here and do the tit for tat on what Donald said last night or the night before in Hillary versus Donald. That is not my job.
Not his job, but it is the position in which he finds himself, because after a bit of a dance, Paul Ryan did publicly endorse Mr. Trump for the presidency a few weeks ago, and yet is clearly uncomfortable about his choice and nowhere close to being politically allied with the Republican candidate. For example, over Russia, Mr. Trump says Vladimir Putin is a stronger leader than Barack Obama. And in an interview with Larry King that aired on the Russian propaganda TV station RT, he notably held back from laying into Moscow for hacking into the Democratic Party's computer servers.
I don't have any opinion on it. I don't know anything about it. I don't know who hacked. I'm not sure who. I mean, you tell me who hacked. Who did the hacking? But I have absolutely no opinion on that.
Paul Ryan asked a similar question about Vladimir Putin, took an entirely different path.
It certainly appears that he is conducting in state-sponsored cyber attacks on what appears to be our political system. That is not acting in our interests. And that is an adversarial stance, and he is acting like an adversary.
And it isn't just the Speaker of the House who finds himself having to dance on the head of a pin as the country hurtles towards Election Day. Senator John McCain of Arizona, he faced off against Barack Obama for the Republicans in the 2008 presidential election, faced an inevitable question when he made an appearance here on Friday.
Are you still convinced that he is the best choice for national security issues? Thank you.
Thanks. Look, I've supported the nominee of the party. Next question. Look, I honestly am not here to talk about Donald Trump.
What a pickle. There are, of course, Republicans who are loyally standing by Donald Trump and standing up for him. His running mate, for example, Governor Mike Pence of Indiana, who received his first national security briefing on Friday.
I hope the American people looking on at this process know that Donald Trump and I will be ready day one if we have the privilege of serving the people of the United States as president and vice president.
Ready on day one, he says. But with top Republicans still shying away from the Republican presidential candidate, voters can at least be quizzical about how those relationships will play out in the event that Donald Trump finds himself in the Oval Office. Simon Marks, LBC London News, Washington.